The Obama administration's high-level nuclear negotiations with Iran are crowded enough, the president said this week. The White House doesn't want every member of Congress at the bargaining table, 535 more people. Some lawmakers might agree to punish Iran further for not agreeing to scrap its nuclear program immediately. And the president says he would veto any sanctions measure that threatens the talks. But members of Congress on both sides of the aisle aren't happy with the way the talks are going. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins me now. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
So Congress is busy picking its battles with the White House for this term, and it appears this Iran battle is one that it's going to pick.
It's definitely going to pick this battle. It's already picking it, and it could be a showdown that leads to an override of a presidential veto. That is possible because both Republicans and Democrats want a say on this Iran nuclear deal and its aftermath, and they're putting the president on notice that if he vetoes a couple of efforts that could be coming out of the House and Senate here, he could be facing an override later this year. John, there's really two things going on. One is sort of what you mentioned. A lot of lawmakers want a say. They want to be able to vote up or down. Is this a good deal or a bad deal? Once not only the White House, but the international partners in the P5 plus one, the European Union and the UK and France and other countries make this deal. Now, that is supposed to happen by the end of June. The White House has already said that could again get delayed and go beyond the end of June. And a lot of lawmakers say they want a say in that deal. In addition, you have a lot of lawmakers, especially Republicans, but some Democrats, skeptical of the deal the White House thinks it might be getting. Obama says there's about a 50-50 chance of a deal now. But they don't like the deal at all. They think it doesn't have enough monitoring. It doesn't monitor Iran's uranium enriching and possible plutonium capabilities, its potential weaponized use of fissile material. And they don't like the deal, and they want to ratchet down on Iran to try to get a better deal. Listen to Senator Jim Risch. He's a Republican. This was yesterday in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
I appreciate what you guys are doing. Bless you. I hope you can pull it off. But I got to tell you, I thought from the beginning you were going to get scammed. And every day that goes by here, and as I listen to how these negotiations are going, I think you're getting scammed. And I hope I'm dead wrong.
So the Republicans, of course, believe that the Iranians are pulling a fast one here. Do the Democrats want more in the way of concessions on the part of Iran? Is there a difference between the way the Republicans and the Democrats are kind of splitting the hairs?
Yeah, there is, and a lot of members are all over the map here. It's kind of hard to assign partisan labels on this issue, which also makes it very, very interesting. But in matters of degree, the answer is yes. A lot of Republicans, John McCain is one, Risch is another one, want to have a situation that imposes tighter sanctions if a deal isn't reached by the end of June. That's it. Iran, you don't agree to a deal. We want to strengthen the United States' hand here. You don't agree to a deal. Tougher sanctions. The Democrats say what we want here is a regime that maybe ratchets down on sanctions or gives the option to do it if no deal is reached at all eventually. Now, the White House says they're skeptical of the Iranians, too, that they're on board with the concerns. They don't necessarily disagree, but that Iran already has the incentives, John. Their economy is crippled. Their currency is down 16%. The reason they're at the deal is that the sanctions have worked, and the international partners are partners. If you ratchet down on sanctions, they'll bolt. And if the international partners, the rest of the world, bolts and starts doing business with Iran, the whole deal falls apart because the incentives are gone. So that it's not just the Iranians, but it's everyone else who's not doing business with Iran. Listen to Tony Blinken. He's the Deputy Secretary of State, one of the lead negotiators here. He was on the Hill yesterday.
And at the end of the day, we will all have to judge whether what we've achieved in any kind of solution meets our security interests. And we will not take a bad deal precisely because we share your concerns and share your suspicions.
Who thinks a deal is a deal on the Iranian nuclear talks? Todd Zwillick is Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.